Susan Simon, who's a regular here on the Thursday afternoon show. She's our food person. And Chris Jones, who is known to everyone as one of the great vendors in the Hudson Farmers Market, among other things, are here because they have established the Hudson Children's Book Festival Literacy Fund. When did you form the...
5 years ago.
5 years ago. And they've made great strides and have new programs and more to tell us, and a fundraiser coming up.
So. Yeah, but we're here because we have a fundraiser coming up very soon on April 1st. Because you're right, Ellen, it's March, but not for long. So,
that usually works towards the end of the month, yeah.
So a week from this Saturday, we're having our fifth annual fundraiser and at Stair Galleries. Stair Galleries. This is the third year in a row that Colin and Katrina Stair have generously let us use their amazing space on the second floor to hold our fundraiser, which up until this year, including this year, has enabled us to fund our programs, which are growing. Chris and I established this organization to answer a need in the Hudson public, and I say public schools loudly and clearly, public school district. And that was that there is the Hudson Children's Book Festival, which is in its ninth year this year. And talking to Lisa Dolan, who created the Hudson Children's Book Festival, was talking to us and saying that, you know, that it was successful, but there were some disappointments too, that a lot of people in town in Hudson thought of the festival as elitist, because a lot of the kids who should attend the festival couldn't, because they couldn't afford to buy the books. So Chris and I looked at each other simultaneously, which we've done a lot, and said, we can fix that. Let's have a fundraiser. And we did. We did the first year at Chris's restaurant, the late, great Red Barn. And we raised enough money to let every kid who wanted to buy a book at the book festival get one on us. And a little money left over to give money to one graduating senior for books in their senior year of college. And this, over the years, this has snowballed into a fund that not only funds books for every single kid who wants a book, but we give much larger scholarships and more. We can't call them scholarships, but financial gifts for kids to buy books in their senior year, their freshman year of college.
How much do books cost these days for 1 year at college?
I don't know. We give two $500 and one $750. Well, that gives them a good start.
Wow.
And we encourage them to buy used books because they're a little cheaper, but the same book.
So how many kids get a free book every year, roughly?
About 400.
Yeah. Wow.
400.
400.
It had a really interesting impact. We thought, you know, it would be nice. The school gets free books from various publishers to give away every year, but we thought it would be nice for kids to pick the book they wanted, so that they actually had the feeling like a good reader has of finding a book that appeals to you and picking that one, so that it wasn't based on price, that they had $14 to spend. It was based on the book they wanted. And it was really amazing. The kids really reviewed the books that were there, and they carried their little coupon around and picked the book they wanted. Then they met the author and had the author sign the book to them right at the table and cashed out at the checkout. And the added, you know, kind of good side, another good thing about it that Susan and I didn't think of, is that the authors were really flattered when the kids picked their book as the book they wanted. So it had a ripple effect into the authors as well. And you know, we've given away, this is the fifth year of 400 kids getting a book. So it's, you know, we're very pleased and happy to be able to continue.
Not only continue this, but that in the past few years, we've been able to establish new programs within the schools that also promote literacy. Chris will talk about the first one that we did, and it's now in its second year, which is a Thumbs Up Award, which directly goes to the book festival.
So the Thumbs Up Award was designed to get the kids reading the books of the authors that are coming to the festival before they get here. So the books are all available. We made a card that was like a review card that has 1 to 5 thumbs that they can circle to thumbs up. The name of the book, the author, and they started reading the books and writing reviews and turning them in, and we kept a leaderboard to keep track of which authors were ahead. And it was quite an amazing thing. It was like 3,700 reviews were turned in.
The first year.
We did it in Montgomery Smith Middle School, intermediate school to begin with.
And
J.L. Edwards. But this year we're now branching out. We're doing it in those two again, but we're also doing it in the high school.
Junior high.
Yeah. High school, junior high. It's, according to her, there some high school kids are participating.
Wow.
So anyway, it was amazingly successful. The kids, you know, really got into it. They liked to give their opinion. They weren't all positive reviews, I have to say. Some of the books were not that interesting. Need more pictures. I didn't like all the words. I liked, you know.
Yeah, I agree with that. Too many ands and thes and, you know, all that stuff.
Those connectors. I hate those. Anyway, it was very successful. We're doing it again. And at the end, we totaled up which authors got the most. And two authors in the elementary school for elementary school books and two for the middle school books got the first annual Thumbs Up Award. And we presented that at the book festival. And the kids presented the awards to the authors. And they were
nice.
They were quite
so this is
happy.
All tied into the annual book festival.
Yeah,
right?
It's all based around
who arranges the book festival.
The book festival is arranged by this year it was started by Lisa Dolan as and Maria Suttmeyer, who was the other co-founder, as Susan said. But this year it's run by Jen Clark, and she's running it with Lisa. Lisa's still participating. Lisa retired from teaching, but she's still involved.
They must have that lineup pretty much established early on, right?
Well, no, they work on it all year. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they get it done in, like, by February. It's kind of closed up.
They get their keynote early on.
Yeah.
I mean, each...
You have
you
to.
Know, they get the, you know, they sure. have, you have to book these, the major attractions.
Award winners.
Award winners usually come the day before and speak in the schools. Last year, Kwame Alexander came and he spoke not only in the school system on Friday, but he spoke at the library. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember. He's
great.
A very dynamic speaker. Mm-hmm. And he was at the book festival. This year, one of the major authors is Jack Gantos, who's written a lot of very popular books. Next year's the 10th anniversary special, and I think there'll be quite a few good authors.
Yeah, another aspect of what we were trying to do in our launch 5 years here is we also want to bring authors to Hudson that don't necessarily come during the book festival, but maybe come off-season to the school to talk to the kids, to talk to them about writing, about reading, you know, and we haven't yet done that, but we're right now we're looking at some authors to bring in off the book festival cycle.
This is called the largest book festival in New York State.
Yes, it is.
Children's Book Festival. Is that the number of authors that are represented or what makes it the largest?
Well, the number of authors, the number of attendees. There are people that get on the... I mean, there is a group that gets on the bus in Pennsylvania and comes. I mean, there are 5,000 to 6,000 people that come through that school on that Saturday of the book festival. It's huge.
Bigly.
You know, it was pretty big and impressive from the very beginning, as I recall. Mm-hmm. It was always...
Yeah, well,
and a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. Just want to... While we're still on the subject of programs.
Susan's going to tell you about some of the other
programs. There's one more program that we started this year in the schools. Because the Thumbs Up was mostly in the primary school and the elementary school and the intermediate school and now in the junior high, but I guess they're in the high school too. But we wanted something for the high school kids to draw. They have been the most difficult group of people to draw into the book festival, even although the book festival has its share of young adult writers. I think by the time they're in high school, they're already even away from young adult writing and they're reading adult books. But we started a young writers program. And the Young Writers Program is run by Gail Wheeler in the schools, and she has a writing group in the school. So there will be prizes, cash prizes for two winners in each category of poetry, fiction, and nonfiction. And the cash prizes are being donated by one of our board members. So it's an incentive. The kids are very excited about doing their work, and some of them will be at our fundraiser on April 1st.
Saturday
at Stair Galleries, reading from their works.
What time?
5 to 7, giving everybody the opportunity to go out to dinner afterwards. 5 to 7, April 1st.
Are you saying there'll be no snacks?
There'll be plenty of snacks. In the past years, we've had...
Ellen doesn't go anywhere without snacks.
Well, there's going to be a lot of snacks. Georgia Ray is catering it. And this is the first year we've had it catered. In the past, we've borrowed steel from the community. The two women from Two Note are going to be playing music.
Mm-hmm.
They typically play the cello and the violin, but they have some surprises this year because they've learned some new instruments. So
kazoo, what?
Clarinet and banjo.
Oh, cool.
So $35 is what we charge to come.
We can't really talk about that.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. Oh, well, never mind.
We can only talk about our own money.
Oh, okay. Well, you have to come to the party. You'll get the idea
website,
at the
website.
Door.
And give $35 to WGXC.
There you go. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
It is a fundraiser.
Yeah.
Nonprofit. We've got our job profit status
501c3
yeah. this year.
Well, it's about time.
So anyway, we also have a new website which will tell you more about these programs, which you should maybe want to go visit if you happen to be sitting at your computer.
What is it?
It's HC, like Hudson Children's Book Festival, HCBFLiteracyFund.org.
.org? .com.
Sorry, it should be org, but it's com. Wow, I got it all wrong.
Okay, isn't it?
I won't come next time.
HCBF.
No money. Wrong website.
HCBF Festival. No.
Hudson Children's Book Festival, HCBFLiteracyFund.com.
Okay.
It's a little unwieldy, but...
That's all right.
Yeah,
I'll get there.
Yeah, there's a lot of similar information.
Each program is kind of spelled out, and you'll learn more about the board members and who's volunteering their time and other things that you might like to know about if you want to get involved.
And the food at that party is always good.
Oh,
it's absolutely wonderful.
See, I told you.
Yeah.
People go for the food.
She only goes for food.
What about the wine, Ellen? What about the wine?
No, I only go for the food.
Oh, yeah, sure.
The food is the menu this year. I wish I had brought the menu with us to give you a tea. I think I can just memorize.
You have it in your head.
I have a bit of it. There's a bacon swizzle stick. Already, Ellen's like,
I had you at bacon.
And there are spring rolls. There are focaccia. There are Roquefort grapes. You know, grapes rolled in Roquefort and then rolled in nuts. Roquefort cheese. There are
some interesting nut mixes.
Yeah, nut mixes
Susan is famous for.
There's a little cheesy
triangle thing that is edible at the bar.
Yes. So the other. It's good stuff. So there'll be wine and beer and sparkling water. I don't think anybody's going to be disappointed. Entertainment, food, drink,
yeah,
and
mingling.
Cost.
Excellent mingling. People that support this party are very good
minglers
and Hudsonians.
There's a great variety of people at this party, which I don't usually see. You know, you can go to some of the parties in and around this area, and you get a focused kind of group of people. This is a little bit of everybody, which makes it, you know, Chris won't say the admission again, but I can tell you it's reasonable.
It's very reasonable.
And affordable.
And, you know, also the kids, there's some kids who are competing for our financial help that are working the party. So they're always very enthusiastic about being there and helping and meeting the people. People have, you know, been happy to talk to them about what they like to read. And, you know, we know that your listeners believe in literacy. It's like one of the most important things.
I wouldn't be so sure of that.
Okay, well, you know them better than I do. But it's one of the most important skills you can leave school with, for sure.
Yep.
And we're happy to help the kids of the Hudson Public Schools, as we underscore, with books and little competitions to read and programs that give them books to read. Also for the summer, that's a big time. You lose a lot of ground with some of the students. So over the summer, we give some awards awards
gift
to
certificates.
Kids.
Actually, gift certificates.
Gift certificates to the Spotty Dog to buy a book for the summer. So
yeah, and that's added on to all the other things that we do.
Right, mm-hmm. And the Spotty Dog actually is the book provider for the book festival. So they're also very generous.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
As they are to us here at WGXC.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's good.
90.7 FM. WGXC 90.7 FM.org on your computer.
Can I ask you two a question?
May
you
I? Can. I don't know if we'll answer.
May
Ella,
I?
Yes.
I don't know. What were your favorite books to read when you were in school?
In high school? In high school. I think junior year's Story of O.
Oh, yeah.
Tommaso.
I believe you.
Oh, Ellen's like, oh, what?
No, what? What?
I'm blushing.
I missed it.
You missed it.
I wasn't listening.
Good. Ellen's first one. What was yours?
I can't remember.
Heidi.
Heidi? No. Not Heidi. When I was how old?
When you were, like, for example, today,
when I was a little kid, we had what was called the whole book, where some kid picked up a gun by accident and the bullet went around the world.
Oh.
And it was... The illustrator is a very famous illustrator. I can't remember who it is. But that book was pretty fascinating. And there was an actual hole in the book.
I know the book.
Who is the illustrator?
Wow, that's amazing.
But it's well known.
Wasn't it Rockwell Kent or somebody like that? But it was, the typeface. Everything about that book must have been in the 30s.
So it's the whole H-O-L-E.
Yeah.
I liked the Chinese Brothers.
Yes.
And I liked Homer and the Donut Factory when I wasn't reading the Story of O.
It's all about a circle.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, that's terrible.
No, we were...
I liked the Landmark biographies. Do you know those?
I know the Landmark books. I don't know.
Yeah. They did a lot. I loved reading biographies when I was a beginning reader.
They're good.
They are good.
Both Chris and I mentor also. We're part of the Hudson Reads program. We mentored today, and one of our mentees was talking about how she loved mysteries. And we said, what are you reading? And she said, Nancy Drew. So Nancy Drew is alive and well and still enchanting readers.
Really?
Yes.
She's probably had a facelift.
I was going to say, what kind of clothes is she wearing?
She's pretty old, Nancy. I mean, yeah, come on. No, isn't that funny that that's so popular?
She says she reads under the covers.
I know. She reads under the covers like everyone does when they're in middle school and they're staying up late to read at night.
Because she shares her room with her sisters. They're noisy.
Yeah.
So she goes under the covers to read.
We also read a book today by a local author, Hudson Talbot, about the Hudson River. And it's dense with history, and it really positions the Hudson River as the important river that it is, in history and today. And the kids were fascinated by it. We've read them one other really kind of grown-up book about the Hudson River.
Talking about your part in the mentoring program?
Yes.
Those are the kids you're talking about?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
The kids that we mentor on Thursdays.
Hudson Reads?
Hudson Reads.
Yeah.
Yes.
I get my first one next week.
You do?
Good for you.
Oh, great. That's great.
It's really good.
What day are you going to do this?
Thursday.
Yeah, oh, good.
We'll see you there.
That's what we do Thursdays.
They didn't like the idea of me reading Story of O to the kids, though. I can't
imagine why.
Was it last year that the kids you were, or the kid maybe you were reading with, wrote a story or published a book? At some point,
Yeah, we were reading a book by Myra Kalman, internationally known, to them. Fascinating, because it was a very powerful blend of words and images and kind of a helter-skelter style drawings and very whimsical and tongue-in-cheek and ironic. And they really liked it, and so Susan suggested we could write our own book. And this is a couple years ago now, but we wrote a book, and Susan got it illustrated by a student in the senior high through the art department in the high school, because it was clear that none of us could actually draw it. And the artist met with the girls, and they told her what they wanted, and And it was actually a book. And so they presented their book at the book festival and acted as authors and saw how that felt and how that, you know, was. And you know, they were very people were very interested in that.
And Myra Kalman's agent came and saw the.
Yes. Yes. Myra Kalman's agent.
I had a thought.
She didn't pick it up, though.
No. Mm-hmm. I had a thought, but it just went out of my head because that happens sometimes. Yeah. Well, anyway.
Well, there you have it.
That's
Saturday, April 1st.
Yes, from 5 to 7 p.m.
At Stair Galleries,
which is on Warren Street. 549 Warren, second floor.
It's a good cause, so everybody come out and...
Thank you.
And have fun.
And if you want to know more, go to the HCBF Literacy Fund. .com.
Great.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming.
Thank
in.
You. Thank fun. You for
welcome.
Having us.
We've been talking to Susan Simon and Chris Jones, and you can meet them on April 1st at Stair Galleries.
No fooling.